1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The long Labor Day holiday weekend is here. Millions of travelers are taking to the roads and the sky. It should all be clear.
Tampa International, among other major Florida airports, back open after shuttering due to Hurricane Idalia. A warning for travelers headed through Georgia and the Carolinas. You may face possible weather delays. But if you're heading to your destination by car, traffic on the roads is expected to be at its worst today.
That's ABC's Melissa Adon. The TSA expects to screen more than 14 million passengers. AAA says the busiest time to drive is today between 11 and 9 p.m. Speaking of Idalia, there are still a number of power outages from the storm, which is now out in the Atlantic. About 150,000 customers are in the dark in Georgia and Florida. A statewide vigil all day today across Hawaii for the victims and survivors of the wildfires on Maui. A sunrise service, a noon ceremony, and a sunset ceremony are being broadcast on radio and TV. This is ABC News. At least one House Republican is promising to vote to shut the government down next month.
Freedom Caucus members have already threatened a government shutdown unless President Biden makes policy changes. Now Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene says she'll also vote on a shutdown unless Congress starts President Biden's impeachment inquiry and eliminates all COVID vaccine mandates. The White House responding that Americans don't need, quote, extreme House members, causing an economy-crippling shutdown.
That's ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Two manhunts are happening. Police in Pennsylvania say Danilo Cavalcante escaped from prison Thursday, a week after he was sentenced to life for stabbing his girlfriend to death. And authorities in Oregon are hunting for an attempted murder suspect who escaped from a hospital in a stolen van, wearing full restraints. A Massachusetts grandmother is enjoying the Barbie Oppenheimer movie craze. Her name? Barbie Oppenheimer. Her husband is distantly related to the father of the atomic bomb. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love to put a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, hour number two. Those a little loud for you there, Harry? Seemed to jump when I started talking with you. We got a very special guest here. Thank you, Jason. Jason, you helped find this young man. I remember covering this guy's high school basketball game. So why don't you give us the proper introduction, Jason?
Well, this young guy, because I could call him that.
We can all call him that.
Yeah. He's from the area. Excelled in basketball, went to East High School, had a career in college basketball at North Dakota, went overseas, played professionally. Then he started up 1848, which is an AAU team, and he worked his rear end off, got the workshop, built it in Hobart. You can see it when you're driving down 29 when you leave town or when you're coming into town. We got Harry Boyce in the house.
Harry. Hello, Harry.
Harry, we are so glad you're here for two reasons.
This has been fascinating, just the last 5 minutes off air talking with
him. Right. Just your knowledge on how to go pro or semi-pro. And our first hour was spent talking about John, and I'm sick of that.
So trying to thank find
you
a
for,
job.
Right. So thank you for coming in and giving us some real things to talk about. You, that's impressive what you've done. What year did you go to East again?
2002 to 2004. So I originally was at Notre Dame. No, 3 years at Green Bay East.
Okay.
And then my first year was at Notre Dame Academy.
All right. And you've excelled. Was it natural? I mean, just looking at you're a basketball player. You know?
I think my body just kind of naturally like adapted to it. My dad might be 6 feet. My mom's 5'7". I'm always like, how is this a thing?
Well, my son's 6'5".
Yeah. How tall are you?
Like 6'4" and some change.
Okay.
I used to be. I think I shrank a little bit. I'm a little older.
You stayed in great shape.
Trying.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things Jim and I always talk about is the young talent in this area. How do you keep them here? How do you, you know, for the next generations, you know, and we were just talking about that. It's great for what you've done. You went away, played in Europe, played all over the world, yeah. Played basketball professionally, and you came back and you're giving your talents basically to the young youth of this area. I think that's a really cool thing, and you're exactly like the type of people Jim and I talk about that we need to keep around this area. So tell us a little bit about how it all came about where you decided to,
right.
Yeah.
Ooh. Long story short, went off to college and come from a single mother household. So the number one thing was my mom said is, you got to go to college for free.
Yeah.
Right? So you're going to be either really good in school, or you're going to be really good in sports, and you should probably be both. Right? So went off, did that. And you know what? I was very fortunate. I had a lot of really good men in my life. Right, my father wasn't around that much, incarcerated, but I had other really good men in my life. Jason is one, right? And just made sure I was doing the right things. And of course, like every kid, tons of bumps in the road and things like that, right? I'm an inner city kid. but the one thing that I did do is I found something I was good at, and I loved it, and I loved it wholeheartedly, and I worked at it, and boom, then I'm in college for free.
How much is it now, though, taking kids that are very similar to you and what you went through and being one of those guys that you've, you know, just pretty much thanked, you're now one of those guys. How self-fulfilling is that?
Yeah, so it's super self-fulfilling. I have this conversation quite often with just a number of people that come in my gym, and I actually work with a lot of the best players from here to the Valley and pros too. I now get to be a part of their journey. So it's like I get to do this whole thing over again, but on the outside looking in.
Right. So, Harry, how much, we're talking with Harry Boyd, who runs 1848.
Yep, Team 1848.
Team 1848.
Grassroots basketball program.
Which is a grassroots basketball program for the youth.
Yep.
Along the 41 corridor, really. I mean, you reach out. It's just not just, you know, Hobart, obviously.
Yeah, we're in Green Bay, Appleton. Then we get into, we've been into Michigan a little bit. So we've in the UP a little bit. So
we're
trying to get further down south too, and really start to get those kids who are talented. Like right now we're in Oshkosh, and now we want to try to get that Fond du Lac in Milwaukee.
People would be a little bit surprised at how good some basketball players are in the UP though, wouldn't they?
There are some really good basketball players around the UP. And you just got to find them, girls and boys. You just got to find them.
The towns are so small.
Yeah, they don't know much about this.
Right.
There's a lot of talent hidden in this community, and look, you're talking more of the athletic basketball, but Dr. Hunsiger, who runs the medical college here in Green Bay, mm-hmm. he said there are kids in school that don't know they could be a doctor, and that we've got to open doors for people. It's just, I don't know if it's cell phones, if it's parents, if it's the culture, but there's a world out there, and I just really am grateful for you opening it up. I want to ask you though. You obviously look at these kids and you're like, okay, they athletic, but how much of it is more the mentoring, the mental side of things? You know, we've had some coaches on here, and it's amazing what leadership.
Tons of it. And at some point, I hope we can circle back and talk about like the parents and the things like that.
No, we're not going to do that.
You can do that right now.
I'm going to sit here and tell him no.
Parents, man, holy smokes, right? They can be the gift and the curse. But a lot of it is, all of it is mental, right? You find something, you're passionate about it, and then it's about how are you going to go about getting to it, right? And I'm a super hardcore passionate person about basketball because it's been my life. So my biggest thing is like, and this has been every year we do kind of a new theme, and the theme this year is run so as to win, right? It's kind of a biblical thing, verses 9:24, right? You don't run a race just to run the race.
You run to win.
You run that son of a gun to win it.
That was a Vince Lombardi motto. Because that's an old, I think it's Jesuits. If you're going to run the race.
1 Corinthians 9:24.
Okay, if you're going to run the race, run to win. Mm-hmm. And that Lombardi used to use that as far as when people would say, why do you think it's wrong that you put so much emphasis on winning? You know, winning is the only thing, blah, blah, blah. And he says, no. And he would recite that verse. Mm-hmm. And that's what he said. If you're going to do it.
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, people, the Corinthians.
Oh, I can teach you lots of things here.
Just you do the talking. We're going to let you do this, Harry. But the Corinthians, but Lombardi, that segued into winning's not everything; it's the only thing. Like that was his focus, and I think sometimes that's okay because you just got to learn how to be a humble loser. But winning is awesome, and I'm with you on that. I think it's
a process, though, right? It's the process that turns you into a winner, right? So you have to be in love with the things that you don't want to do every day.
Right? Oh, good point.
So,
yeah.
So
we're being tested here.
We show
every 2 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah. Days a day.
Yeah, we sit next to each other.
Yeah, we do the things we don't.
So when I was a pro, right? That's kind of when I really learned how to figure it out, like what the formula is. Right. So I went off and I lived with Nick Van Axel, one of my good friends, Brandon Morris, who played at UWGB. One of my
BMO.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
BMO's awesome.
BLO, B-Love. Yep.
Yep.
BMO, B-Love, one of my best friends. He was the officiant in my wedding. We played in Africa together. Right. African Championships, Egyptian Super League. And I learned how to work there. And it was like you wake up at this time, you don't eat this type of food, right? All those things are processed.
Huh?
There you go. All those things are processed things. So it's like, you don't like waking up at 6:30 in the morning to go to your job, but you do it. You have to do it, right? And even though you don't want to do it, you probably still love it. So you're doing it. You're finding ways to do it, right? To get up every day and do it. And that's what makes you good at it.
Do your kids that you have come through do, and let's be honest. I mean, Jim, you were mayor here for 16 years and you've seen it as far as with the school systems. Things have gotten kind of tough in some of the schools with the kids and the home life and whatever. And I remember one of the coaches at Green Bay East, to be honest with you, telling me one time after they were going to have practice, and he just told the kids, he said, ask him, he said, man, what, you're so tired. He says, well, I couldn't sleep last night. You know, my mom didn't come home and blah, blah, blah. And he said, you know what? We're not practicing. We're just going to eat pizza.
Yep.
He said it was that at that point, because he'd bring kids home. They said, coach, could you stop? I just served at the gas station to get my dinner. And he'd come out with a bag of chips.
That sounds like Rick.
I know, right? But that's the thing. As a mentor now, you probably experienced some of that. Or you're, and what I guess what I'm saying is it's so easy to get off track when you have, I mean, you know, Jim, you and I grew up with the most loving parents, the most stable households, you know, and you had to stay on the right track, even though you got kicked off the wrestling team for doing things. But it's one of those.
He always has to bring that up.
Well, I'm just saying. Harry, you're not perfect.
There's a lot of shots over here.
There are, I know.
But Harry, what I'm saying is, Harry.
Coach, Harry, I wouldn't have gone astray. I met people like John Mino in my life, and that took me off track.
For somebody like you now, you can relate to those kids and see those warning signs of them getting off track, don't you?
All the time. I've got young men every day that I mentor that we even talk about, you know, hey, maybe we'll move them into our home and these things like that. Cause I see it all the time. I wasn't like the one thing that I'm very fortunate for too, is my mom was always at home, but all my friends and people in my neighborhood, they dealt with those people, right? We may not have had all the means, but I saw that all day, every day.
So you said the parents can be a blessing and a curse. When I was mayor, I just want to tell you, Harry, I always said there's no bad kids. There's some bad parents. And I don't mean bad in terms of evil. It's just bad in terms of responsibility.
Yep.
And you bring that, some structure. There's nothing wrong with rules and a little discipline.
None at all.
And throwing the Bible in there once in a while.
I was afraid of my mom. I was afraid of my mom. And it wasn't, it was like this woman who raised three boys, me and my two brothers on our own. And then it was like, I didn't want to disappoint her. So then, not only that, but I'd be sitting in class and I'd hear the phone ring and I'd be like, oh crap, is it for me? And if it was, it'd be like, go down to the office, your mom's there. And I would, oh my gosh, dude. I literally would sit there probably for an extra 5 minutes. Mr. Boyce, you need to go downstairs, your mom's here, right? Just because I knew she wanted me to be successful,
right?
And she knew that it wasn't gonna be easy, and she knew that it was a choice that I had to make, and it was her job to point me in that direction.
That's awesome. You have somebody like that.
She believed in you. And these coaches, you believe in these kids. 100%. They haven't had that.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of conversations with kids in my program about expectation. And I'm hard to play for.
Good.
I'm sensing that.
I'm hard to play for.
Okay, if everybody was lined up against the wall and you were coaching, who would you pick, me or him?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
Let's here's the deal.
Yeah.
Take the mental.
Mayor Jim Schmidt did bless me with the key to the city, so you know who I'm picking.
You know what? That's why I asked you when you were in school. I thought that was you.
All right. We got to send a
quick break. You were an awesome kid in high school.
Okay, that shouldn't count. We got to send a quick break.
Did.
Quiet.
And one of my favorites in the house.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make the little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love putting a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm today, with highs around 80. South winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 62. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Cloudy skies expected. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 51.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. For the record, we are talking about the 250 series from Pella Windows and Doors. They have the exclusive hidden screens, which can stay inside the window while you're using it. It's brilliant with the 250 series line. Pella's outstanding patio doors as well. And if you bundle and save the 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, pay as low as $188 per month. A great deal. Visit PellaWisconsin.com today. Certain restrictions apply. See the showroom for details. It ends on the 31st. We're with Harry Boyce. Harry was a great basketball player at Green Bay East and college ball player at North Dakota. They used to be the Fighting Sioux, weren't they?
That's right.
And now Sioux. They're, what are they now?
Fighting Hawks.
Fighting Hawks.
Terrible. We won't get into that.
Did you know that story, Jim?
No, I like the story he was telling before we went to break. But
anyway, but at North Dakota, this guy who's like one of the richest guys in North Dakota.
Yep.
Was this huge...
Is he running for governor?
President?
He could have.
Engelstad.
He was the biggest name, and he gave, I forget how many millions of dollars, like for the hockey arena basketball, and everything like
Betty,
that.
The Betty Engelstad, the hockey arena. So the Betty Engelstad and the Ralph Engelstad.
But he said, you must remain the nickname, the Fighting Sioux.
So in those buildings, they still have all the Fighting Sioux emblems, but they cannot rock the name.
Because he said he'd pull his money, right?
Correct. We used to wear shirts that said we are not hostile or abusive, because that was kind of the thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. I'm a big Native community guy, so I even have like land acknowledgement at my place, so I won't get into it.
But that was a huge story.
The indigenous. Yeah, it was
huge. I mean, huge. Yep. Yes. Okay, so back to what we're talking about. You've worked in basketball. You play professional basketball. You run a facility now called 1848 in Hobart. Yeah. But let's talk again.
The workshop. The workshop.
Go ahead and describe facility. That. Yes.
The workshop is a basketball training facility.
Okay.
Geared towards the youth. I train a seven-year-old all the way to... Isaac Bunga plays in the NBA, or I don't know, tons of dudes. Sure. Nigel Hayes, right? Like, yep. That's one of my clients.
Played at Wisconsin?
Yep.
Great player.
Yep.
Is he in the pros?
Yeah.
Okay.
EuroLeague.
Okay, cool. I got to ask you this. When you're talking about parents and you talk about the home life and everything, how much do you, I mean, is there like a fine line between worrying about overstepping your bounds as far as helping somebody personally when you know they've got struggles at home versus, you know, because sometimes parents, no matter, and you've seen this, Jim, you know, sometimes you want to step in, but they're like, who are you to tell me how to raise my kid type of thing?
No, you got to establish the relationship right away, and I think you have to establish it with the kid, right?
Absolutely. Kids are smarter than we give them credit for.
Yep.
They know what's right. I mean, they're innately, I think they, and if there's a coach like you or a history teacher that kind of takes them under the wing a little bit and gives them some discipline, and they keep coming back, they know that's what I need to be successful. So confrontation with the parent, you know, I mean, I understand parents' rights and all that, but at the end of the day, we did that with just, it's not nearly as important what you're working on, but with health, you know, kids were not eating healthy at home. And it's like, oh, we're sending parents all this information and this is what you should do in farmer's market. You can do this, you can make that. And we went to the kids, and then the kids would come home and say, you know what? I think I want to try something a little different. And sometimes you got to work and you got to trust kids. They're not, you know, we write them off, oh, they're a youth. And, you know, I understand, you know, the youth aren't as, you know, matured, but they have a lot of wisdom for that young age. And if they connect with someone like you, they're doing it for a reason.
Yeah, I think the ability to relate to, like, with a lot of these kids, like, I wear the same clothes as they wear. I'm a big sneaker guy. I listen to the same music as they do. Right. So I think that's part of it. And then that you get them to trust you and let them know that you understand them. Like I said before, like I'm an acquired taste as a coach. Right. Like you've got to want to be good. And I want to coach kids that want to be great. And if you don't, I'm going to tell you, like, you don't want to do this. And then I'm going to tell you, hey, you're lazy. But why? Right. In those words, if it weren't for the kids not listening, I wouldn't have a job. Right.
That's true.
If they listen, if they listen to their parents, I wouldn't have a job. Right. So that's where it comes into play. And a lot of the parents are bringing their kids to me because they've seen me or they've heard and they know what I'm about.
Yeah. And in defense of the parents, they only know what they know.
Correct.
You know, and they didn't have you in their life. And maybe they didn't have a teacher like we had. We talk about, you know, my favorite teachers. And, you know, my parents were great. And like Johnny said, we're pretty fortunate. But I had some awesome band teachers, math teachers that I just related to them. And it's funny that you say they you dress like the kids, but I mean, they weren't wearing ties. They were just like chill. Yeah. Especially our band teacher. We actually went and saw, I went with him to see Shauna. That's, you probably don't remember them, but that was a
wow.
Johnny, I saw Johnny Cash with him too.
Okay. I'll give you that.
I just want to say that I related to him and he was a great band teacher. Yeah. And anyway, that's great that you see your role, that you're not this disciplinarian. See your role as connecting.
No, but I'm going to be your coach. I'm going to be your friend, right? I'm going to love you. Like, I'm going to coach you hard, and we have expectations.
Right.
Right? And your expectation is we're going to do things right all the time. We're going to try to. We're not going to be perfect, right? But we can chase after it, right? So you do a drill wrong, I'm not letting you just go through the drill, right? You're going to start over. We're going to give it another shot. That's failure, right? You don't do it right, you start over, right? You do it repeatedly until you get it right. It's just like anything else. Like, you started writing your name, you didn't know how to write your name. You got it wrong a whole bunch of times. You didn't know what an R was or an H was or an L was. No, but what you did was you got it wrong, you didn't know how to write it, you practice it, and now you're at the point where you never have to think about it.
That's awesome.
That is great. I mean, I love this philosophy. We're going to talk a lot more about this. And I also want to talk about the expectations sometimes of parents with their kids. Because I can go on and on with coaches I know where it's like, how can you not play my kid more minutes? They've got to get a D1 scholarship.
Yeah, because your kid's lazy and they don't do anything. That's why I can't play your kid.
We're going to talk more about this. Absolutely. We got to send in a quick break. Harry Boyce is joining us right now. Harry is just one of the great young talents for helping mentor kids in the game of basketball and life in the area. This is fascinating stuff. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The long Labor Day holiday weekend is here. Millions of travelers are taking to the roads and the sky. It should all be clear.
Tampa International, among other major Florida airports, back open after shuttering due to Hurricane Idalia. A warning for travelers headed through Georgia and the Carolinas. You may face possible weather delays. But if you're heading to your destination by car, traffic on the roads is expected to be at its worst today.
That's ABC's Melissa Adon. The TSA expects to screen more than 14 million passengers. AAA says the busiest time to drive is today between 11 and 9 p.m. Speaking of Idalia, there are still a number of power outages from the storm, which is now out in the Atlantic. About 150,000 customers are in the dark in Georgia and Florida. A statewide vigil all day today across Hawaii for the victims and survivors of the wildfires on Maui. A sunrise service, a noon ceremony, and a sunset ceremony are being broadcast on radio and TV. This is ABC News.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the Kitty Rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kitty rides. I love to put a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. This gets you going, doesn't it?
It does.
Mr. Mayor?
Huh? It does.
Jump around.
Oh yeah. And
one of the all-time great things in college sports.
Yeah, so we've got a great guest in today.
Harry Boyce is joining us.
So much for this community. And
continues to.
I recognized that a long time ago, and I kind of lost touch with you.
Yeah, let's go back. Like, go ahead. Where you guys first got together.
But I do want to say, when you walked in, I was like, I know that guy. I just haven't seen you in, like, 15 years.
And he thought you were LeBron James.
I did. Yeah, I want to say that to our listeners. This guy, did he won a contest for LeBron James lookalike? This guy, you do. Like, would you mind signing this LeBron James?
But you guys, okay, go back. How did you get a key to the city from this man 20 years ago?
Ooh, I was probably, 22, 23, so not that
not
long ago.
Not long ago, but 15 years ago.
I mean, I'm 38 next month. So it was that was a while ago, right? I had just graduated college. I knew I was going to be a pro, hired an agent and these things like that. And, man, I've been a servant leader for a long time. My mom taught us about servant leadership. You know what I mean? Like, give before you get, like, all the things like that. So I used to donate a lot of my time to the Boys and Girls Club. I grew up as a Boys and Girls Club kid, too, right over on the west side.
Yep.
I donate a lot of my time to the Boys and Girls Club in college, after college, and it was just about, like, trying to show them a way, right?
That was Jim's first job, wasn't it?
To
Boys and Girls Club?
Yeah, to be, like, an ambassador on the east side.
Right.
Right? And this is before it got way crazy legitist. Right, like everything's legitist now, but I had a code to East. I'd let the kids in, like the kids that were part of the basketball program over there, and train them and do all the things, like, you know what I mean, before I ever got there, because they look like me, they walk talk like me, like, you can be this, you can do this, right? It is actually obtainable, right? Here's the keys, this is how you do it, here's the plan, here's the blueprint. Right. And so I was donating money and time and all the things I could do. And we had a charity game. We threw on a charity game to donate money from the high school. That week we had a couple different things to the high school and to the Boys and Girls Club. And then my jersey got recognized in a glass dealio, and all of a sudden walks out. And it was super emotional for me. Natisha Heideman, who's one of my clients, a good friend of mine, she just got one actually.
At Southwest?
Yeah. She just got one like last week, and I remember, like, she kind of got up there and they were talking, and she kind of broke down emotionally, and I texted her and I said, hey, I remember when I got mine, like, it's an emotional thing when you put so much love into where you're from.
That's right? Cool.
You were
she's at ASU, right?
No,
didn't she go to ASU?
She went to Marquette.
Oh, Marquette. Who went to ASU?
Simmons. Jane Simmons is currently at ASU, another one of my
got
clients.
It. Okay.
She's currently there.
But now, how did you give him the key to the city?
Pretty much what Harry just said. And we...
you recognized him as right. Like one of the leaders?
You were doing a lot. And we... Look, I had, it was no secret, but as mayor, you're exposed to more things than I think you are. Because people are busy, right? They got their kids. They got soccer. They got church, school. But, you know, with this job, I saw a lot. And I was like, wow, we have a changing demographics. And... are we showing the proper leadership? And we as a city maybe weren't, you know, I think we tried harder. But, you know, look, any good leader knows they can't do it by themselves. And I just recognized you. And so I said, look, we got to get this kid a kid. I called you a kid.
Yeah, I was 20, a kid.
You were
I was
a kid.
22.
You were 22.
I was a kid.
I bet you are the youngest person I gave a key to the city to. You know what? I'd have to look at that. I've given out in 16 years.
Did you give one to Kiefer?
I did.
Was he my...
Kiefer Sykes?
He could have been younger.
I did.
Oh, wow.
Kiefer did a good job, too.
Kiefer is a servant leader.
He was, man. He was out at, what is it, big event for little kids?
Yeah.
He would shoot those, and he would stay till all the kids had shot the basketball.
No problem.
I'm like, dude, I saw that, and I didn't
know. Did you ever see his documentary?
I didn't really know. I don't really know you. Like, I just recognize that. So Kiefer Sykes, and I talked to him after, and I said, well, who are you? Kiefer Sykes, and I said, I just really appreciate you spending, because there was a line of kids that wanted to shoot a free throw with him, right? Yeah. And he stayed, and I think he kind of wanted to go. And he stayed till the end. It's like, I told you, like Nick Barnett, I felt the same way about. He always stayed until the event was over. All these other guys, not all these other guys, but some people come in and the cameras
are
gone.
Yeah, they come for a second and do what they got to do. And, right. and then they leave. They're making an appointment.
Let me tell you stuff that I've done so many times with Packer players, where it's like, hey, they're going to be building a playground. And the cameras come there and we get some shots. And literally, as soon as we're wrapping up, the camera's like, oh, man, I got to go look at the time. That has happened. Yeah. Numerous times. You've seen it too, Jim.
Have I?
Yep.
And
once the photo op is over, I gotta go.
Not with Nick Barnett and Mason Crosby. And there's a lot of good players, but there are a few that... Anyway, I get back to you, and Kiefer Sykes was... You know, again, I don't follow basketball. I didn't really know you all that well, but like I could tell you guys were good guys, and we needed to recognize good leadership in the city. A key to the city to me means that no matter where you live, no matter where you go, you will always be a friend of the city.
Yeah.
And we just thank you for what you've done. And I think between you and Kiefer Sykes, you were the two youngest guys. I mean, I've given keys to people who've made some significant donations.
I don't have one. I'm just being honest.
He said you have to be deserving.
I'm kidding. Wow.
And I'm kidding.
Yeah, this is a tough room.
By the way, I just appreciate what you've done, and I want to reemphasize that is, like, I'm not surprised you're here talking about 1848, that you're 15 talking
years
about,
later.
Right. I'm not surprised. I think I got a little eye for talent when it comes to community leadership. I'm not patting myself on the back, but I think there's some good political leaders out there that we need to give a little bit, just a little bit of recognition to, and I think they're going to go a long way. And I would encourage you to follow that path too someday. If you're interested in politics, I can help.
But I am a political science
major,
yeah, and sociology. Yeah.
There you go.
I think you'd be great in politics.
But I don't think that's my thing.
No, I don't say that.
Because I think I can do what I think I can do that from behind the scenes.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Accomplish what you want to accomplish.
Yeah, yeah. And I can still do that. Like, dude, I'm an acquired taste. I'm telling you. Like, and not in an arrogant way, not in a rude way, but like, I'm going to be honest about it. I'm going to tell kids and people, like, the truth, and some people don't like to hear that, and right is right and wrong is wrong.
That's awesome.
Harry, if you run for county executive, there's 260,000 people. There's probably 50,000 people at a vote. Maybe 20% really, really study the candidate. The other 80% would say, I'm voting for LeBron James. I think you'd win. You'd win big.
Back to the Kiefer thing, but there's a documentary called Chi-Town.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That followed him through high school. It's, but again, awesome. I don't know where you're originally from. I mean,
I was born in Arkansas, okay. Like West Memphis.
Well, that's Osceola, a tough area.
Like Blava. Yeah, very.
That's very, a very tough area. Yeah. But anyway, where he was from in Chicago, his assistant coach shot bringing his kids to school that day.
Yep.
You know, probably mistaken identity, but still somebody walked up to his
paralyzed.
Paralyzed. Ugh. One of his teammates, yep. I think shot by the police in a holdup or in a robbery, paralyzed.
Yep.
I mean, it shows he's driving down the street and his head's kind of on a swivel.
Oh, yeah.
Just driving home through his neighborhood, his head's on a swivel about, you know, who's where, who's whatever. I mean, this, the awareness you have to have. I mean, he grew up with that.
He does so much right now for his community. And he made it into the NBA for a little while. Yep.
When he was with the Pacers, first thing he did, I think, he bought like 500 coats or something. And him and his mom gave them all the way to the kids. Yep.
Dude, he is, and Alfonso McKinney, those guys are true servant leaders. They have never turned their back on where they're from, right? They're never to Hollywood. Like, I still have conversations with those guys all the time. I mean, a couple of years ago, Alfonso McKinney FaceTimes me from the Warriors locker room.
Yeah, he's playing for the Warriors when they won the championship.
Right? Like, those are great dudes who get it, and they have not forgotten where they came from.
And they are from, like, Garfield area in Chicago. Yeah. I mean, like, as rough as you can find. Yeah.
But, Harry, I think what you're saying about you, you're not saying about you, but about your friends, which is the same as you, is it's real. It's genuine. It's not phony. And you look at 15 years, 17 years you've been doing this, and you did it when you were a little kid. Not a little kid. When you were 22, and you're doing it now at 30, whatever you are. We just appreciate, and the community appreciates that. You're gonna, I bet you sleep really well. You're doing the right thing.
I try to.
Your mom's got to be super proud.
Yeah, I think so. And we try to, like, my brother owns Angelina's. He does a lot. He works for the county.
Your brother owns Angelina's up here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he went to Aldo.
In Green Bay.
Yep. He went to school with my daughter.
Yep, and then he owns Better Days Mentoring.
Oh, wow.
Right? And like, dude.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
And he's doing a good job.
So, like, my younger brother, Tevin, he does a great job. Like, he also does mentoring with adults and things like that. Like, it was always give before you get, right? And when you do, like, it's a sacrifice sometimes, but it will come back to you. Don't worry about that. It will, right?
That's awesome.
And it works. I just, you know, we had a guest on here, Mark Scogan. He owns the Festival of Foods and big in servant.
He's a big basketball guy, too.
Big basketball guy.
He was a heck of a player.
Big servant leadership guy, too.
Yep. Tell Mark Scogan to come give Team 1848 a sponsorship.
All right. Mark, if you're listening.
Gee, that would be the first time he's been asked for a sponsorship. 200 times a day.
We were talking a little bit about the parent type thing.
Let us borrow his jet.
But I bet you've dealt with that, haven't you, where parents basically think their kid has to get a college scholarship, and if they don't get it, it's your fault because they're not playing enough or whatever. How tough is that to deal with?
Yes and no. I'm honest. So I will never promise a kid a scholarship. I will never promise a kid anything. But what I will promise them is that they will get better mentally or physically. That's the only promise that I make in my program.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. That's right? Awesome.
And a lot of the rest of that is on you. It's are you a good student? Are you a good person? Do you work hard? Are you the first one at work? Are you the last one to leave? Are you working the right way? Right? Are you maybe a servant leader? Do you listen to your parents? Those things. These are all things that go into it, because I know kids who are really, really good and they stink with their attitude.
And
their
then
attitude
because of that, they don't achieve the way they could achieve.
Well, I get the first thing a coach calls me and says is, what kind of kid is he?
Yeah.
Right.
How are his grades?
Like a college coach?
There you go.
Yeah.
What are their grades like, his or hers? Oh, boom. How are they at home? And then the last question is, what's mom and dad like?
Really?
Dude, if I go through my phone right now, I probably got at least one coach's phone number from every Power 10, Power 5, Power 10 school in the country.
Really?
100%.
Wow.
And I've been on the phone. So, like, TJ from Iowa State, he's a Wisconsin guy, and J.R. Blount, really good dudes. The stories that I've, and the conversations that I've had with those guys just about how important like it is to have a great relationship with families and parents, because you're not just recruiting the kid. You're recruiting mom and dad.
No question.
So.
I you're a sports guy. You've been very successful, but that's akin to even doctors now. They want to know more than the X's and O's of, you know, these people can do surgery blind. Some of these doctors, they're so talented, but how do they get along with other people? Can they work as a team? Tell me more about the person. And I think that's great.
There are a lot of super smart, book smart people who can pass tests, but then they're like a serial killer on the side.
Yeah,
like, we need to know what's going on behind.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know about the serial killer on the side, no. But they're not as.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah, like, I do. It's not what you think. I agree with you, and I think that's great that we share that with kids today. Wait, it's more than just the grades, or it's more than just the 40-yard dash. It's the person that we want to bring on board, and I think that's great. You're educating them on that.
It's also about like what kind of kid they're bringing in. They're recruiting that. So for example, it's like, hey, is this kid at the first sign of being yelled at, or is this kid at the first sign of they're not playing, are they going to grit it out, or are they going to run off, or I want to transfer, da 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 da, like. What kind of, how were they raised?
Right. Can you do me one quick favor for you?
Quick question.
These guys always make fun of me because every morning with my empty Celsius,
Live Fit,
we get a whole refrigerator full. They always make fun of me because I always take a shot and I always miss. So you're a pro
basketball.
You're a pro basketball player. Let's see. Now they can't make. Okay, just they can't
I think
make
you get, there might be a little left in there.
Just for the audience. It's a shot
here of
throwing the can in the garbage.
Yeah, hurry up. We got
not
10 seconds.
Not a shot of 10 liquor.
10 seconds, sir. Harry boys, with the ball, top of the key. Top of the key.
5, 7, 4, 3, 2, 4.
Oh, off the rim. Back after this.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the Kitty Rides. I set up, tear down, wash them and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down, I help with other kitty rides. I love to put a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes? Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny today with daytime highs approaching 80. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 62. Partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 86. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low 90s to the mid 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
One of my all-time favorite songs, right here. One of my all-time favorite songs. Just my imagination. Hey, welcome back.
Used to be one of mine.
Mine on the Mayor, segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The world through your window. If you bundle the 250 series patio door and 8 double-hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, pay as low as $188 per month, visit PellaWI.com today. Why don't you like this song anymore? This is a classic. It's timeless. It's a timeless song.
Till John starts singing it, right? Harry? I mean, it was a great song. It's like, nah, I won't like that song again. And there's it's happened a couple times. Harry, we're in the house with
Harry Boyce.
And Harry Boyce is a community leader who is, you had some options and you said, look, I want to give back to this community. I believe in the youth and I maybe didn't have everything that kids need. And you brought that to this community through your training program and
mentoring.
Mentoring. And so tell me, you're a young guy. What the future hold for you?
Oh, I don't know. So last year was my last year coaching. So I'm directing still. I think for me is I really want to get into USA basketball. I want to see how far I can really go with the coaching thing. And or the training avenue, either one, because I think I'm pretty good at what I do.
Oh yeah.
Especially even from a coaching standpoint, X's and O's and these things, no, basketball has been my job my whole life.
Right.
Literally.
Tell people what exactly you do and what you have done with your facilities.
So I'll quick give you a start. So I was we started Team 1848. I was coaching in another AAU program, didn't like the way it was going, like what they kind of stood for. And so I started my own program. It was literally one team. I did that for 2 years, just a 17U, right? That was my thing. I'm playing overseas. I don't have time for all the, you know, other things, blah, blah, blah. I got in touch with a guy by the name of Bart Johnson. Great dude, right? Great dude, helped me start Team 1848, still great. Buddy of mine, his daughter actually plays at UWGB volleyball. he said, hey, you should make this thing a whole program. I'm like, okay, all right, let's give it a shot. So year one as a program, we were seven teams, right? We weren't that great, but I had a really talented group with dudes like Lucas Stieber.
Oh, yeah.
Will Pitletsky.
Yep.
Zane Short. Patrick Sumnick, who plays at West Virginia currently. Lucas is at Gardner-Webb. He was at GB. A starting point guard at GB.
Yep.
Zane was also at GB.
Yep. All good players.
Kyle Dowse, Rafe Whalen. Forgive me, guys, if I'm forgetting any of you. You know I love you. Jackson Freeman from Green Bay West. Like, these are all college basketball players currently, right now. Right? Wow. Will Pitletsky. Great, great kid. He's at Whitewater. They just finished up at the Final Four.
Right.
Right? Like, and these kids will call me. Whatever they need, they know I got them. Like, so that was probably the most talented group we had right there. I mean, these guys took Jalen Suggs and Chet Holmgren to the brink at NY2LA one year.
Chet Holmgren, who was the number one pick in the NBA a couple of years ago.
And Jalen Suggs, who was a lottery pick.
Right.
We really got down with him in the arena. So that was kind of the group that anchored it for us. And then as we went on, it was like, okay, we're all right. And then we just had another really good group in our 2023s of Emmett Lawton, Ethan Wall, Connor Pitletsky, A.J. Lewin. So some of these kids that you know locally from around here, they just anchored us recently. And that was another good group. And the last few years is we've really been putting out a lot of college basketball players. We've had a lot of really good groups of kids, and they've been kids that are 40 in a 45-mile radius.
Yeah, it's so underrated, the talent. And you said like 45. I would say 100. If you anything north of Milwaukee, I mean, Milwaukee's a different world, you know, as far as with their program.
60 miles.
60 miles.
60 miles.
From right where we're sitting, people would be shocked at the talent there is. In this area.
There are some go-getters. You just got to get them, and then you got to put them together, and then you got to push them, and you got to show them the way.
Yep.
That is awesome. As you coach these, you've kept these relationships long past high school.
Dude, I love these kids like they're my own.
Tell me about it's more of a mental game as you get.
I know that the way I've coached them, that they are prepared for anything coming their way. Because
you've been there.
I'm a hard coach, though. And that is the thing. I'm one very demanding. You will have expectation. I'm going to put more expectation on you than you think you have, than you even know you have. And I'm going to rip it out of you. If you play for me, that's how this is going to go.
I'm feeling that. You feel a little intimidated.
Yeah, absolutely. No question. But again, if we were both against the wall and it was your last pick for your team, who'd you take near him?
You know who I'm taking.
You take me. Right?
I'm sorry.
What?
You know you're taking
him. You're taking the mayor over me?
I have to.
Oh, man.
Hey, dude, I've got one of the greatest honors your city can give you.
Key to the city. I'll give you a key to my car. It's kind of wrecked right now, but I'm still doing it. What'd you say, Jason?
Hey, Harry.
Yeah.
If it's the three of us, me, the mayor, and Mino.
Who do you take?
Who gave you the key, Harry?
That's fair, but I might go with Jason.
Oh, man.
Guy can shoot it, man.
I know. That is true.
All right.
We know that.
Hey, look at the time.
But Harry, you just
that's
said
a timeless,
that
that's a timeless skill, man.
But Harry, I would bring the right attitude to the locker room. See, I don't have the X's and O's.
If you weren't playing, you'd be complaining. You'd be that guy. Your mom would be calling, why isn't Jim playing more?
Oh, my gosh. And you know what I'd say? Look, can you come to practice at 4 p.m.?
That's right. Watch.
And can we sit down and watch some of this huddle film?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to explain to you
why they're not playing more.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
Professionally. You see this missed box out that we've talked about 13 times.
Yeah.
And you see on this play when they're supposed to take this flex and then enter to the back screen for a pop. See how they don't do that?
Yeah.
Then we're going to get into those conversations.
You know why? Because little Jimmy didn't understand what the hell you just said.
The coach doesn't like me.
Right. No.
Well, we got to wrap it up here. But this has been fascinating, Harry.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, appreciate
just
it.
Looking for continued great things.
And thanks
from
for
you.
Staying here.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Yeah, you know, no doubt.
You could
keep the talent here.
Moved anywhere, but kids need you. The city needs you. And you're.
Yeah, man,
you're
awesome. I get to do it through them.
That's cool.
That's what's cool, man. And it's competitive.
One last quick. We got 1 minute left. Quick. Thumbnail sketch, or not sketch, but bit of advice for parents with really young kids who want them to be basketball players.
Let them fail. Let them fail. Let them fail. Let them fail. Let their coach coach them, right?
But expose them to.
Love that.
But put your kids with people that you trust, that you know
there you go.
Do it the right way, right? There's too many gimmicks and too many people that are salesmen out here that don't know what they're talking about.
That's awesome.
And you do.
Get your Harry kids boys. In the right hands.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Against that wall again, me or Ted Stefaniak?
Who'd
you take? I'll take you.
Oh, thank you. How about me or Cordero Barkley?
Harry, he would have asked
Come on.
With TV.
I know. Come on.
I'll take you.
Thanks, man.
Did you realize you're feeding an eagle? They need to be
Jim,
brought back
Jim,
to reality.
Jim, we're out of time. Harry boys, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Appreciate
we're out of time. Thank you, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. Mine or the mayor. See
you. I'm coming. Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double-hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.